Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Thursday, March 5th. I'm David Hadari. A small plane crashed this afternoon at Penmar Golf Course near the Santa Monica Airport. The pilot was the only occupant of the plane. He was taken to a local hospital and is reported to be in critical condition. TMZ is reporting that the pilot is 72-year-old actor Harrison Ford, but that has not been confirmed by police. Officials are holding a news conference at this hour. We'll bring you updates as warranted. Nurses at Kaiser Permanente Los Angeles Medical Center are going public with complaints about working conditions. Reporter Sarah Collins tells us more.
Nurses say for the past 9 months, the Kaiser Hospital on Sunset Boulevard has been understaffed. Nurse Joelle Briones says it's taking a toll on everyone.
We are so short-staffed that they're expecting us to come to work sick.
Because of short staffing, sometimes nurses go on for 12 hours without breaks.
That was Tini Abogado, who says in one instance the hospital was so understaffed that it could have contributed to a patient's death. Kaiser's profits went up more than 40% last year. Kathy Donahue says it's all the more reason to address the nurses' concerns.
It's criminal that they're taking money from the patients and then not providing the care that they deserve.
The hospital released a statement dismissing the nurses' claims as a way to secure a California Nurses Association union contract. Nurses working for Kaiser in Northern and Central California have signed with the union, but Southern California has yet to strike a deal. This is Sarah Collins, Annenberg Radio News.
The greatest show on earth is dropping its biggest act. Maya Williams reports.
Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus announced its decision to phase out elephant shows from its performances. The decision stems from growing public concern about how the animals are treated. Animal rights activists have been pushing for an end to the shows for years, and many cities have passed anti-circus and anti-elephant ordinances. In 2014, Los Angeles banned the use of bull hooks, prods, and goads that circuses use to train the elephants for their shows. The last performing elephants will be retired by 2018. Maya Williams, Annenberg Radio News.
Health and nutrition giant Herbalife is being accused of illegal business practices. A coalition against the company held a press conference today in Los Angeles. Ben Ebert has more on the story.
Herbalife sells nutritional and health supplements through independent distributors, with over 500,000 operating currently in the United States. The Coalition to Stop Herbalife says the company's business model is a pyramid scheme, and it preys on the low income and unemployed. The coalition wants California Attorney General Kamala Harris to investigate the company. Juan Jose Gutierrez is a spokesman for the coalition.
We have over 300 victims that have filed written complaints, and to date, she hasn't done anything about it.
Herbalife dismisses the claims made by its critics. PR director Michael Gonzalez says the company has what it calls a gold standard guarantee for the people who sell its products.
One unhappy customer is one too many, and so that's why it's important that customers reach out and call us. And we're happy to address any issue.
The Federal Trade Commission and several states are already investigating Herbalife. No word yet if California will join the investigation. Ben Ebert, Annenberg Radio News.
Today was the grand opening of the Reverend Trainham St. John's Well Child and Family Center within the Lorenzo Housing Complex. District 1 County Supervisor Hilda Solis spoke at the event. She believes that healthcare is the right of every human being, not just those who can afford it.
Because of your efforts and diligence, this new health center will provide primary and specialty care services to more than 10,000 patients.
Elected 3 months ago, Solis is proud of the effort to create affordable health care in this community. LAPD is investigating reports of shots fired at Cal State University Northridge. Kate Guarino has more on this developing story.
Just after 1 this afternoon, two suspects were reportedly seen running from campus housing near Lindley Avenue and Kinsey Street. Cal State officials sent an email to students describing the suspects with the vague description of two African-American men, one wearing a baseball cap, the other wearing a white shirt, white pants, and white shoes. LAPD confirmed two men were seen jumping a fence and possibly running into a student dorm building, but police didn't know whether the men were victims or suspects. Students are being advised to avoid the area and stay indoors while the search for the suspects continues. Kate Guarino, Annenberg Radio News.
University of California Santa Cruz students shut down the campus today while protesting tuition hikes. Faculty and students were told to stay off campus after the demonstrator blocked all entrances. This is the fourth day of protests at UCSC. They come after the UC Board of Regents approved tuition hikes in November. Tuition will increase by as much as 5% over the next 5 years if state funding does not raise enough money. Today, 80 homeless and low-income girls got the full Hollywood treatment and the chance to pick the perfect prom dress. Ayala Talamantas works a job after school and supports herself. She said today's event made her feel more confident and just a little bit more girly than usual. But, she said, the cost of prom adds up.
Like, I'm on my own, so, like, I already have enough, like, you know, trying to deal with the senior dues and, like, grad night and all that stuff. So I was just, like, I had to, like, pick and choose what, you know, like, prioritize. And I was like, I just don't think I could do prom.
Operation School Bell provides school supplies and clothing to LA students in need all year long. The Dead Sea Scrolls have come to Los Angeles. Starting on March 10th, the public can tour the exhibit at the California Science Center and watch the Jerusalem 3D IMAX movie. Tina Gutierrez shares her first impressions of the show.
As you pass through the black curtains, you enter a dark space displaying three ancient jars. The exhibit begins with a guide describing how the collection of artifacts was discovered in 1947. Illuminated by another ancient jar. From there, I followed a dim-lit path where pieces of jewelry, coins, and various figurines sit in glass cubbies. There are over 600 pieces in the collection, making this the largest exhibit of its kind outside of Israel. Curator Dr. Risa Levitt Khan told me about what it takes to create this project.
From the original concept through choosing all the objects, building the story, working with the designer, so it was about a two-year process.
Next, visitors cross into a large circular room. Here, the Dead Sea Scrolls line the rim of the table with fragments from the books of the Old Testament. For I, the Lord your God, am an. Each piece looks so fragile and is kept in minimal light. But if you look close, you can still see the Hebrew writings.
I think it's very well put together. I think it's exciting to see how everything progressed.
That was Sister Margaret Scott, whose church was also invited to the early showing. The final display contains one stone from the Western Wall in Jerusalem, and if you're not careful, you might walk right past my favorite part of the tour. A live stream video of the wall itself. The show will be at the California Science Center until mid-September. Tina Gutierrez, Annenberg Radio News.
And if you've ever wondered about the origins of curious words and phrases, here's Ronya and Iftos with today's Root Source.
Can I offer you a penny for your thoughts?
We use it all the time, to be flirty, to stop a person from daydreaming, or even just to start conversation. But why are we offering a penny for someone's thoughts? Nobody truly knows who came up with the phrase penny for your thoughts or in what context it was first used. However, we do know when it was first published. Sir Thomas More used the phrase in his book Four Last Things, which was published in 1547. If a wise person is silent, More noticed that money is offered to hear their wisdom. It's pretty obvious that when we say penny for your thoughts today, we don't actually offer money and we're not always seeking wisdom. But it continues to function as a quirky colloquial way to ask someone what he's thinking.
Classical Revolution is an organization with one mission, to bring chamber music back to the people. How? By performing classical concerts at busy public venues, mainly bars. Elizabeth Nonnemaker spoke with Helix Collective, the group that runs the LA chapter.
I'm sitting in a dive bar on a Saturday night. Two rows of high tables lead toward a small stage at the end of the narrow room. Neon lights cast a weird glow. It's a pretty standard bar scene, except for the enormous marimba on stage.
Welcome to Helix Collective's Happy Hour in Classical Revolution, Los Angeles, bringing chamber music back to the people!
I'm Phil Popham.
Sarah Robinson.
I'm Lori Black.
And you guys are Helix Collective.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Helix Collective runs the LA chapter of Classical Revolution, which lies somewhere between a concert series and a movement. What sets it apart is that its concerts are, well, chill. They take place in bars, coffee shops, where you can move around and talk. Tonight, the program is a suite of pieces named after different kinds of cocktails.
Who would like to suggest the first drink?
Let's go for it.
Sazerac!
You know, we were an all-classical group, really traditional, until we played Classical Revolution Cincinnati, and everybody was having such a good time, and we could just walk right off the stage and play to people and talk to them, and it just revolutionized our idea about how fun a classical music concert could be socially if everyone was involved.
I think as classical musicians, we don't realize how uncomfortable it can be for people who aren't in that world.
It's funny, I feel myself even uncomfortable at my own classical music concerts that are traditional. Like, I'll go and I'll hear a chamber group that I want to hear because they're awesome. But I'll go and I'll sit down and I have to sit there still and quiet, and God help me if I have to cough or sneeze, you know. I remember watching this poor woman in a piano recital trying to hold in a sneeze for maybe 30, 40 seconds, and I just wanted to yell, you know, let this woman sneeze, it's okay.
Shh. And we got everything in here. I mean, yeah. Cello quartet, that was an interesting one, piano solo.
Yeah, we did a battle of the bands of classical chamber groups where they kind of all fought for the audience vote, and the winner, it was a soprano, Katina Mitchell. And her and a cellist, a medieval meditationalist,
doing
I think.
Doing a bunch of Hildegard of Bingham and some Ockeghem.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
so
what the hell was it doing in a bar?
And
I mean, there was a basketball game on the TV. Not one person was watching that screen. They were listening to a drone and a soprano.
Classical music can be a hard sell. Stories abound of orchestra budget crises, musician lockouts, dwindling and progressively aging fans. Some go so far as to say that classical music is no longer relevant. And if you type "is classical music" into your Google search, one of the first autofills is dead. But these outlooks are not only fatalistic, they're kind of inaccurate, because other organizations, like Classical Revolution, tell a completely different story.
When they asked me to play with them the first time, I didn't expect much, and then we started playing, and then it was like packed.
It's like people that go to all their concerts.
Exactly, and my thought was, yeah. Oh, they're just here for the bar. The set ended, everyone left.
That's Thomas Kotcheff and Sarah Gibson of Hocket. They're a piano duo that specializes in contemporary music, especially pieces for toy pianos. They'll be playing at Classical Revolution's next show.
This is such fun music that we thought would be really fitting.
And very transportable as well.
Exactly. When you had the toy pianos, I was thinking, perfect. Classical Revolution does these concerts in a bar. We can go there now and do it because we have the instruments that can go there.
You know, I hear classical musicians say, oh, well, the audience needs to come up. They need to, they need to respect
what
we're giving them.
Right.
And it's terrible. I believe this 100% that the audience has no responsibility at all. It's our job to make our show relevant to them. Yeah. That's our job. It's not their job to see the relevance of it. It's our job to show it undeniably, where even if they're not thinking about it, they get that feeling in their bones that something is going on that's bringing them out. That's our job.
Classical Revolution LA plays a show on the first Saturday of every month at the Silver Lake Lounge. Their next concert on March 7th will feature Hocket and Now Here Ensemble. Elizabeth Nonnemaker, Annenberg Radio News.
Authorities have confirmed that it was Harrison Ford in the Santa Monica plane crash. He is in the hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. That's it for today. We've had help from Danya Sue, Jessica Harrington, Barbara Estrada. Our board operator is Derek Renfro. Our Rebecca Gibbion is the newscast producer, and the executive producers are Andy Vassoyan and Logan Healy. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm David Hadari.